Today, I have a special edition of Talk of the Town. I've got the police chief of Youngstown, and it is none other than Chief Carl Davis. Good morning, Police Chief Davis.
Good morning, Lovetta. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. A little bit early, but
yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you know, I think this is my first time speaking to you since you became police chief in January. Tell us about, you know, how things have been since you got on.
Okay, we've been busy. Now, I was appointed chief of police January 15th of this year. After 35 years of service to the community as a police officer, but now, Lovetta, I was hired at a time when the national narrative across the country has been one of mistrust of police.
Right, right.
I believe that the stakes were too high to ignore some of these factors. So what I did as police chief, I wanted to assure the public that the Youngstown Police Department, we will strive and continue to make substantive changes, and there are tangible changes that we have made and are continuing to make. I wanted to first implement the use of body cameras,
right,
and we did that. I wanted to make sure that our officers were trained in de-escalation techniques, and we did that. Mm-hmm. We hit the ground running, basically. In March of 2021, we announced the Hotspot Cars initiative that we partnered with Rose Carter and Action, her group, in April. Shortly after that, we announced the newly formed Police Neighborhood Response Unit. This was a unit of young officers, about five officers, who would focus only on crimes in specific neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And they were very successful. They've been very successful. They removed nearly 100 weapons from the street in their little bit of time. They've only been together since April, and we look forward to them continuing to do some great things.
Absolutely.
Here in the city. And that unit, let me just back up. That unit was hand-selected by me to address this neighborhood crime. But then in April, what we did, we announced the return of Operation Steel Penguins. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that was a focused deterrent gun reduction detail. The city of Youngstown, we partnered with local, state, and federal agencies, the Mahoney County Sheriff's Department, the State Highway Patrol. We did that in April. And then in June, we still noticed that there was some increase in shootings. Mm-hmm. And Mayor Brown and I, we visited Ohio Governor Mike DeWine at his mansion, and there was a meeting with Ohio mayors from all over the state, along with police chiefs, to discuss this increase in crime and reduce workforces all over the state of Ohio.
And that's good. And the thing is, it's not just here that, you know, we see it, but we know more about it here because we are here. I heard in the middle of the night before I went to sleep that there was a shooting on Hillman right where I grew up. Can you tell us anything about, you know, the breaking news parts about the shooting that happened overnight?
Yes. And if there was a young man, and from what I understand, his injuries were not life-threatening, but that still doesn't make it any better.
Right.
And what we have to try to do, Lovetta, I think, is to stress to our young people, there are different ways to resolve your conflicts rather than to pick up a gun and start shooting. I don't know all the details, but I understand that there was some kind of shootout there that followed a disagreement, a verbal disagreement, and then resulted in gunfire. And unfortunately, this young man was hit. So we have to change the mindset of our young people. I've been around long enough to have seen that some of these young people, and it's very discouraging when they're struck and they survive, they wear this as a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have to somehow change that mindset.
Right, right. Have to, you know, find some kind of way to get this together. So what are you doing moving forward, you know, in the community? What do we do from here on out to make sure that we do get a handle on all this violent crime?
And Lovetta, let me, you know, I'm not one to shy away from my faith. I serve a God that I believe, you know, that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or imagine. So I pray every day, and we've also partnered with Pastor Kenny Simon and the United Pastors, the clergy, and other community leaders. I believe that this is something that the police department can't do by itself. It's going to take a community effort, and we've done that. We've marched through neighborhoods. Pastor Simon, a couple of weeks ago, we had caravans that drove through the neighborhood with the on the speakers and just announcing to stop this violence and denouncing this crime. So I believe things like that, us banding together, this united front, I believe that we can overcome this, and I believe that's what it's going to take.
Absolutely. Definitely something that we're going to have to all band together and do. We got to pray, but we also got to make sure we're putting in some work. Talk to the young people in your area and, you know, kind of teach them how to de-escalate a situation or how to walk away so that it doesn't end up, you know, with someone else losing their life or being shot like last night.
That's correct. And this year, Lavetta, we have, actually, he told me to tell you hi, Officer Malik Mastella, and this is something that we didn't have in recent years, but he is the community liaison officer. He will also have a satellite office set up at Taft School, and we're going to be involved in some mentoring programs, dealing with young people, educating young people, and we want to catch them at a young age, you know, and then just follow them all the way through. From grade school all the way through high school, and stay right there with them, and I believe that's what it's going to take.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you know when you try it, I mean, all intervention is good, but sometimes at those late teenage years, it's a little bit too late. So we're going to start this at the early stages, and then just follow them right on through the system, and I believe. Malik is going to be very successful in that.
And that should be an amazing thing that we're going to implement. I want to thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Chief Davis. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Join us again next time for a special podcast of Talk of the Town right here on 947-star.com.